And as you're turning to Matthew chapter 11, I'll share with you briefly. So we had the opportunity on Thursday evening, right there after school, we went out to Worthington Kilbourne, and we made all the food here at the school, and then we took the food to them. It was an interesting opportunity because we've been trying to make connections and get in there to have an opportunity like this for literally 2 years. And I sent an email. Pastor said, everybody in your own perspective departments, try to be getting your, figure something out and get into your what your heart would want to do this week. And so I thought it would be cool at the youth group to do something teen related. And so we definitely took the opportunity and we thought of the football team immediately. And so that opportunity then led to, we went that I sent an email to Jeff Todd, which is the athletic director there at Worthington Kilbourne. And he's like, hey, let me forward this email to Coach Eddie. And Coach Eddie passed me along to then one of the parents that is in charge of all the meals. And long story short, this was parent night, which is one of their main meals. And it happened to be the exact week of our love week, and which is no coincidence. And they had a local business that provides all the meats and everything every year for this. It's a big cookout, the biggest meal of their year. And so what ended up happening was that these businesses backed out on them, and they said, we hate to burden the church with such a big expense because, you know, this was a pretty big donation, and we understand that. And so, you know, we talked it through, and pastor's like, this is a perfect opportunity. This is no coincidence. And the Lord just coordinated everything perfectly. We showed up with 216 hot dogs, 108 hamburgers, individual bags of chips, and just a ton of different things. And if you saw the video this morning, the players were literally all over that. It's funny because these football teams, they do pecking order. So literally the coach gets up with his whistle. He blows his whistle. He's like, all right, coaches, get in line. And then the coaches go through, all right, captains, get in line. And then it goes seniors. Well, the joke is freshmen never eat at these team meals. So by the end of the line, the freshmen got up, and there was more than enough food for the freshmen to eat, and the freshmen were all over us, like, thank you, guys. The last week we had Jimmy John's, and there wasn't enough food for even the sophomores. So it was really cool that how the Lord coordinated everything. And we want to thank the members of High Street Baptist for giving and being faithful in their giving. So Friday night we went to the game, and then they gave us a massive shout out. And literally the stands, me and Brother Austin were there, and my brother, the stands erupted when they said, we want to thank High Street Baptist Church for donating the team. Just opportunities like that the Lord uses. It's food, it's vanity, really, when you think about it. The Lord uses those things to further his kingdom. And so if you have your Bibles tonight, go to Matthew chapter 11. And really, my heart is so heavy, and the song service and the way that the Lord does this every time that pastor asked me to preach, it's interesting how the Lord confirms leading up to the event of preaching. But tonight's sermon is simply sharing with you some life experiences that I've had over the past probably 7 years or so. And for those of you that know me on a very personal level or may not, you know that I internalize stress on a whole new level. I take things very personal. If I feel like I let you down, or if I offended you, or if I've hurt you, or if I feel like maybe I didn't keep my word, or if you don't like me, then it really hurts me, and it affects me in a whole new light. And so I'm hard on myself from that aspect. And so with that burden, if you go to a couple simple definitions that I have here for you tonight, burden is something that is carried. It's something oppressive or worrisome. A bearer is one that bears or carries. I want to make a statement to you tonight that might be interesting to you, but Jesus can be your Savior and not be your burden bearer. You might say, what do you mean by that statement? What is meant by that statement? I mean, we can accept Jesus as our personal Savior and ask Him to come into our heart, and we can be on our way to heaven and not allow Him to carry the burdens of this life. Not allow Him to not cast all of our burdens. Not allow Him to carry the weights of this life, the financial struggles. And we'll dive deeper into this. But Jesus can be your Savior and not be your burden bearer. If you go with me to Matthew chapter 11, and if you look at verse number 25 tonight, is where we'll kind of lift off. The Bible says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto the babes." It's interesting here, if you look at this passage and you examine this verse and look closely, he's saying, I thank thee, Jesus is speaking, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. It's almost like, what is he hiding from the wise and the prudent? He goes on in the verse and it says there, and hast revealed them unto the babes. If you look further into the passage, and you go to verse number 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Let's go to the Lord and ask Him to help us tonight. Lord, we need you in a way. We need you to illuminate the scriptures. We need you to do a work that only you can do tonight. We need you to work in our lives, Lord. We need you to reveal to us what it is in our lives that we are trying to carry on our own strength and on our own terms. We need to understand what it is, Lord, that we're trying to do without you. Lord, help us. In your precious, most holy name I pray. Amen. Can you see from this passage that it's not God's will for your life to be weighted down with the struggles and burdens and cares of this life? My question to you tonight would obviously firstly be, do you personally know the burden bearer? I'll never forget when I was 13 years old at a revival service, a Friday evening, I walked to the center aisle and I knelt down at the altar and I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. It was at that time when I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ and I surrendered my free will. I surrendered my own life to Him. I admitted that I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and I knew that I personally needed Jesus Christ. But there's so many different times in my life I struggle finding myself burdened with the struggles and difficulties of this life. And maybe you do too. Maybe you find yourself, would it be easier if I just use this? Maybe you too find yourself struggling with the difficulties of this life. Maybe you too are saved and you know you're saved. You know you're on your way to heaven. You know that you know Christ as your personal Savior, but you too find the burdens of this life weighing you down. You find it affecting your personality. You find it affecting your attitude, and it's hurting you. The problem is we can't live an abundant life that God intended us to live with being bogged down with the weights of this life. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have life more abundantly." The reality is, when we wake up in the middle of the night and we know that things have happened in our life, and we're awoken in the middle of the night with stress and things in our life, that's not the Lord. The Lord doesn't do that. That's Satan. And that's exactly what Satan's goal is in our life, to stress us out, to bog us down with those things. Stress comes out and shows physically. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Here's interesting. They did a study, and there's four things from a physical standpoint that doctors suggest that are keys to a wonderful life.
They say, number one, to eat right. Number two, they say to exercise. Number three, they say to sleep. And number four, they say to get rid of stress. But the number one thing they say in our life in order to have a wonderful life is to get rid of stress. And I find that so true. It's interesting when you think about that. The stress is all over people's demeanors. If you look at this word, this is a big word. I'm probably going to butcher it, but it's centenarians. It's people that live to be over 100 years old. They did a study on over 6,000 individuals that live to be over 100 years old, and there wasn't a whole lot of common denominators between individuals. There's no rhyme or reasons. There might have been some genetics that were reasons for individuals that lived that long, but really that didn't come down to it. Diet wasn't really a reason for it. They didn't really have amazing health. What it really boiled down to was those individuals had figured out how to get worry out of their life, how to get stress out of their life. Proverbs 15:13 says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." Proverbs 15:15 says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of merry heart hath a continual feast." It's plain as day, and we know this, that you can tell on somebody's demeanor when they are stressed. It physically comes out. Nehemiah was the king's assistant, and if you look in this passage of Nehemiah chapter 2, it says, "And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that the wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time and in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid." It's interesting there when you look at that passage, and if you go on and read that passage, Nehemiah explains to King Artaxerxes that it was because of some family troubles. And isn't it true that we have family burdens? Isn't it true that we have some financial burdens, some relational burdens in our lives? Isn't it true that there are some work burdens, some responsibility burdens? All of us go through different things in our lives. We all have different stressors in our lives, different triggers, different things that come out. Hey, it's true, we have ministry burdens. There's relationships in ministry, and then it doesn't work out, or you let somebody down, and the list goes on. There's so many different burdens that we go through. Here's what ends up happening with those burdens. We try to carry those by this stressor in my life, and if I can step in and manage my stress levels, and if I do this in my own strength, then I can do just fine. But even the strongest grow weary. Youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And church family, this is the reason tonight that the Lord has this so heavy on my heart, is because we interact with each other. We interact with individuals out in the world, and we're going to gas pumps, and we're going to the grocery store and the bank tellers, and you can see stress all over their demeanor. And we need, as Christians that have the absolute truth, we need to be exporting our stressors to the burden bearer, Jesus himself. Let me sound the alarm to you tonight, to anyone and everyone. The burdens of life can become so heavy. The burdens of this life can bog you down. They can completely overwhelm you. They can take advantage of even the most sound Christian, the most thing under control. You have all of your ducks in a row. You have all of your finances straight. And so many times relationships struggle, and marriages might struggle, and family members, our relationships with family members. So many times we try to go through life and handle everything on our own. I know so many individuals that believe that Jesus is good. Number 11, it says, "He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He bears our iniquities. He's our sin bearer. But let me challenge you tonight. Us is our burden bearer. Look at Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sins to him. I internalize so much to work in my heart that all of these verses I'm studying over, because personally, I have a real struggle with this internalizing stress thing. And I allow, he was powerful enough to do that, then isn't he powerful enough to take care of a hard 18% chance? Doctors don't have control over God. 18% chance. Doctors don't have control over God. And I'm saying, yeah, that doctor, he had control. He did his due diligence. He understood the test of what he was doing. But God has the final say. And there's so many battles that we have to offload in the Lord. We have to allow the Lord to fight these battles. We have to allow the Lord in our lives to come before us. Here's the reality. You are going to have problems in this life if you're a Christian or if you're not a Christian. It's everywhere. We all have stressors. We all have problems. Here's the take home. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Cast is the idea here, if you look it up in the Greek, of allowing it to roll off your back onto somebody else. It's the idea of having a backpack on, and that is so heavy and burdensome that you're walking around with it, and you cut that strap on the left side, and you just roll it off, and now you're free. You're walking around with no weights, no struggles, no burdens. You have to cut the strap on your book bag. Cut both straps and roll it off onto the Lord. Is there struggles and stressors in every individual represented in this church, in this audience tonight? Absolutely. Financial burdens, health burdens. There's so many different struggles and stressors in people's lives. How can we do that, though? Because he deeply cares for you. Look at that verse. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'm so glad that I'm not casting struggles upon someone that is looking to do something bad to me. I'm not casting my struggles upon somebody that might love me or might not love me based upon my actions. No, I'm casting all my care upon somebody that has my best intentions, that loves me wholeheartedly, that he loved me so much that he gave his son to die for me. That's somebody that I want to dump everything onto. That's somebody that I want to roll all my stresses onto. A man that lays down his life for you, I'm pretty sure he cares for you. Let's take a vote here tonight. Who do you think is better at handling stuff, me or Jesus? Who do you think is better at handling the situations of this life that you come against, you or Jesus? Who do you think can make things happen? I can't even let my dog go out potty without attacking Mr. B. I can't let my dog go outside without running off and taking off, right? I can't handle the stressors of this life. I can't handle the situations that happen. Who do you think is better at handling family situations that are extremely intimate and personal? Me or Jesus? There's so many different times where I work with teenagers, obviously, and parents come to me and they unload so much and they tell me so many different things. That's an intimate situation. One wrong word of advice or one wrong saying can be hurtful. Let me just tell you, go to the Lord first. It's not that I don't want to be here for you and your family. I wholeheartedly do. I will always be here for anybody. But there's so many times where in the moment, we might say things as humans, we might say things as pastoral staff that hurts people. It's not that we're meaning to, but God will never hurt you. He'll never let you down. He'll never discourage you or disappoint you. Why not let him handle it? So you say here tonight, how do you do that? Just imagine with me, okay? This is, I love imagining, right? I love laying in bed and thinking about, man, what would I do if I had $1 million? Okay, I love that thought. Okay, I'm spending money like you wouldn't believe in my mind. Okay, I love that thought. Okay, this is similar to that thought. Imagine where you would be in life if there was not a care in the world. Okay, not a care in the world. Teenagers almost have that, but not quite. But where would you be if you didn't have a care in the world? Think about that thought for the next 10, 15 seconds. Where would you be? Imagine a life. Sometimes we all get stuck in ruts in life, and we have to work to get out of them. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes intentionality. It takes being intentional. I want to share a passage of scripture with you, and we're almost done here tonight. But Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I love how he has to say it again. "And again, I say, rejoice." Rejoice, joy, celebrate. Rejoice in the Lord. Let's start there. When the stressors of this life are overwhelming and overtaking, rejoice in the Lord. Put some good music on. Rejoice in the Lord. Allow him to overcome your life. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I want you to write down Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. And when the stressors of this life are overwhelming, go back and do that. Rejoice in the Lord. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Be careful for nothing. Loosen up a little bit. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then here in this verse number 7 where it says, and, change that and until. Change it until. Until the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So in other words there, if it's not working, and you don't have the peace of God which passeth all understanding, go back and do it again. Rejoice in the Lord again. Lighten up a little bit again. Pray and fast without supplication. Just do it again and do it again. What do you mean? Get up and enjoy your life. You say, when's the car payment due? What are you going to do? Rejoice in the Lord. Do it again and again and again. You'd be surprised at the amazing things that happen to you when you turn things over to God and you leave it there. I want to leave this passage with you and we're done. But Psalms 100, 1 through 5, has been one of the biggest encouragements to me. And I don't think it's any coincidence. If you look it up, it's literally smack dab in the center of the Bible, 100% in the middle of the Bible. Look at verse number 1 in Psalms 100, 1 through 5. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." I have a picture up here on the screen for you, and I think the reality is that all of us, this is what our day-to-day lives look like. Whether it's work, whether it's finances, whether it's our marriage relationships, whether it's just whatever it is in your life that has your heart heavy, whatever it is that is the hustle and bustle that all of us find ourselves in on a daily basis, I think so many times that we get ourselves in one of these predicaments. Our hands are full, our backs are breaking, and we're trying to figure out, man, I think that I can get probably one more bag on my right arm. I could maybe, if I ditch the little briefcase in the left arm, I might be able to fit a little bit of a bigger bag on the left arm. And then if I ditch two bags, I might be able to get three back. And that duffel bag on his back, man, that's really not that big. I could probably put a little bit of a bigger bag on my back. Definitely a bigger bag on my back. And I can use the strap that's hanging on the back to tie one onto that. Right? That's what we do. And we do that on a day-to-day basis. We're looking how we can put ratchet straps onto our bags and how we can add more bags and how we can then go over into Brother Farley, and I'm going to take some of Brother Farley's bags too, because that's wise, right? Why not? And that's what we do. We run around like chickens with our heads cut off with all these bags. But my challenge to you tonight is this next picture. If you're familiar with flying, you know this full well. If you can imagine the Lord being the baggage drop-off at the airport. And my challenge is casting all your care upon Him. Walking up to the baggage drop-off and just, I can't carry this. You know, Lord, this suitcase is heavy and I'm sick and tired of carrying it. I got this guilt from 5 years ago. I got this regret. I got this past sin. I got, just start hurling them, right? Casting all your care upon Him. Get that bag, boom. The Greek word, let it roll off your back. Leave it all at the bag. You know why baggage drop off? They know how to handle bags. Our Lord, He knows how to handle bags. He knows how to take care of all of our bags. And so many times we show up to the baggage drop off and, man, I'm trying to save $50. So I'm going to hold on to this one. I'm going to hold on to this one. I'm going to make my 3-year-old son carry the heaviest bag. There ain't no way we're getting to the airplane on time because he's dragging a bag 70 pounds heavier than him, but we're going to save $50. Casting all your care upon Him. Why? What's the point? Why? Because He cares for you, Logan. He cares for you, Brother Farley. He cares for you, Brother Andrew. He cares for you, Brother Matt. He cares for you, Chubby. He cares for every single one of us in here. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He loves you so much. He died on the cross for us. Go to this last picture here. Man, that's all of our bags. That's the baggage claim. And that's what the baggage claim looks like when no one comes and picks up their bags. And guess what? The Lord will take care of it. He'll sort it out. But what happens is, if you're worried about your bags, we have a choice to make here. That stress and guilt and past sins and all that stuff in our lives, we can run back and grab those bags, and a couple people did. We can go back and grab them. Lord, I know You said that you care for me and You're gonna, but I need that pink bag. That pink bag's pretty. Even though it's my financial struggle. I don't want to belabor this tonight, but is your heart heavy? Is your heart heavy tonight? I know so many times working with young people that our hearts are heavy. Parents' hearts are heavy for young people. Let's be honest, our nation's heart's heavy. Whether or not they understand it or not, our nation's heart is heavy. And how we handle the stress inside these four walls of our churches, it carries over. How we handle and manage the stress in our lives, it carries over. If we could go ahead and have a piano player come and have every head bowed and every eye closed, maybe there's some bags in each of our lives that it's time to just check in. It's time to turn over to the Lord once and for all. It's time to get rid of some guilt that's holding you down. It's time to get rid of some past regret. It's time to get rid of some past guilt or remorse. Jesus doesn't remember him anymore. He was cast as far as the east is from the west. It's under the blood. That song that they sang is so powerful. I don't know what it is. I don't know what decision or what stressor it is in your life. But I know that we have a God that cares for us so much, that he's so willing that for us to just drop our cares, to allow the cares of this life to just roll off our back. Maybe you have something that's got you hunkered over. It's got your back breaking. Maybe we can just lay it down to the Lord tonight. Lord, I pray that you bless this time. I pray that we're honest before God. In your precious, most holy name, I pray. Amen.